Ukraine says it's fighting off a major attack on the final stronghold in the battered city of Mariupol. Officials say Russian forces have entered the Azovstal steel plant where more than 200 people are thought to be hiding. Meanwhile, several cities have been struck by fresh shelling and missile blasts, prompting renewed warnings that nowhere's safe. Europe correspondent Isabella Higgins reports.
Tatiana Trotsak witnessed some of the worst moments of the war in Mariupol. For 10 weeks, she sheltered with her family in the Azovstal steel plant in almost total darkness. But today, she's experiencing one of her first moments of relative freedom, walking her dog. She's one of about 100 who made it out in evacuation convoys in recent days.
To escape and be beneath a peaceful sky, look at it, blue and the bright sun. I think we're all getting badly sunburnt because we got so little vitamin D for such a long time. It's peaceful, no sounds of explosions, thank God.
She knows that those who she left behind are now witnessing new horrors.
But I'm terribly worried about the civilians and wounded soldiers that are still there in Azovstal. Walking past the plant the day before yesterday, we saw that everything was ablaze in black smoke.
Moscow is thought to be in control of the majority of the city. Ukraine's officials say Russian forces have now entered the steel facility, where at least 30 children are believed to be hiding. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, says the country's forces are still fighting back.
Despite all the statements by Russian officials that Mariupol is under their full control, this is not true. Azovstal, the stronghold, the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance in Mariupol, still holds.
Across the country, there's been new attacks on railways and power stations in the cities of Lviv, Dnipro and Anvivka, where 10 people were killed. Russia says it's trying to stop the flow of Western weapons to the front line in the south and east of Ukraine. Dmytro Kuleba says it's attacking far more than that.
Literally any spot in Ukraine, any place in Ukraine can become a target. Judging from targets chosen by Russian commanders, we have all reasons to speak about Russia resorting to the missile terrorism tactics in order to spread fear.
The European Union is proposing even more sanctions, this time a total ban on Russian oil imports, but already Hungary says it would veto such a big move. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he does not want to accept a frozen conflict and sign a deal that allows Russian troops to stay in occupied territory. With the war about to enter its 10th week, it remains unclear what could ever end this conflict.
Europe correspondent Isabella Higgins there.